I awake to weighted silence. Flat on my back, the sky has turned to the soft pink and orange of sunset. I am covered in blood, mine or theirs. I do not hear the roar of the mob. I see a face hover over me. Grace extends a slender fingered, dark-skinned hand with the strength of a titan. She lifts me to my feet. Soon I am face to face with her, dark eyes framed in tight black curls. She releases me only when I have steadied my balance. To my left stands Karma. She steps closer. With no more effort than a child would handle a beloved toy, she returns my shield to my arm. There is an innocence in her fluid way. Her hazel eyes contrast her auburn hair. To my right, Fate covers my shoulders in cool linen cloth, gently draped against wounds I thought had long since closed. Golden-haired, emerald-eyed huntress, nothing that should be or will be escapes her. I turn and face Mercy. She stands at arm's length, her wings blot the scorched sun. I close my eyes in her shadow as the edge comes off the pain. Her brown eyes are filled with tears. She touches a delicate hand to my cheek, holding it tenderly. My sanguine eyes beg the question, but she whispers softly, "Not today, love." With a rasping breath, I nod. She steps aside, and with a stained hand from my bloody face, she gestures that I must pass. As I begin to take a step, courage moves beside me. Her cold blue eyes tell me a story of when I was little. She takes my hand in hers. I feel it lift to her face. She presses her lips against the back. She has never minded the blood, or the sand, or the scars. And together we walk back to the beginning.